Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada Public Records Database now available for NV Real Estate Pros. NETR Online provides access to Nevada public records, including property tax and assessor information for Nevada County. Nevada real estate professionals can leverage this centralized resource to verify property ownership, tax history, and assessment data during transactions. Bookmark this Nevada public records portal for quick reference on property research. 8/publicrecords.netronline.com/stateca/county/Nevada. Nevada real estate headlines. What's the average Nevada real estate commission rate? HomeLight breaks down the average Nevada real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor to sell their house, plus tips to retain proceeds. Nevada agents need transparent, data-backed commission guidance to set client expectations and stay competitive in listing conversations. Review HomeLight's Nevada commission breakdown to sharpen your listing presentation at www.homelight.com/blog/average real estate commission rate Nevada/. Nevada real estate headlines. Douglas County Assessor's online services streamline NV property research. Douglas County offers online access to property and tax services, including parcel maps, assessments, business declarations, exemptions, and address changes. NV real estate professionals can expedite due diligence, verify property details, and assist clients with tax-related filings without office visits. Bookmark the Douglas County Assessor's portal for quick access to parcel data and assessment tools. alashd.douglascountynv.gov/governments/assessor/assessors-online-services. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NV jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context, how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NV jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.